Perhaps nobody in this century has affected the performance artist community, nigh the world, as much as Angelo Silverstein. Single-handedly, he has changed the way we perceive art in these modern times. His work was extremely personal, yet in a way it speaks to all of us, to humanity itself. To understand Silverstein's work is to understand ourselves. Born in 1935 in Lamar, Colorado, Angelo Silverstein attended the New Jersey School of Art on a scholarship won in a lottery. It was here, on the East Coast, that Angelo first turned to performance art as his own medium. His first piece, completed on graduation, titled Graduation, was an astonishing first work, an examination in black of the ceremonialism of early adulthood. This was quickly followed in the summer of 1958 by his next piece, Unemployment, a one-man show performed at various locales in the New York subway system. Art critic Robert Bobbs.
One got the sense from Silverstein's work of the real hunger beneath the skin of the performance artist. He seemed driven by a real need to communicate with the audience. The general public, however, at that time, didn't seem to get it.
Despite these setbacks, Silverstein continued in his examination of New York street life in various pieces. Destitute, 1959, Help, 1960, Cardboard Box, 1961, and the devastatingly existential and rambunctiously nihilistic Blind Stinking Drunk, Hypothermia No. 2, in the winter of that year. This phase ended in the spring of 1962 with Thank You, Uncle Jonathan, and the highly praised Low-Paying Job, a deconstruction of the esoteric early 60s post-nuclear family holocaust that surrounded him. In the summer of that year, Silverstein met Betty Rottweiler, an amateur wrestler and fellow performance artist. This meeting would be the beginning of a fruitful period in Silverstein's career. Their first piece, tentatively titled Whoops, 1962, was later retitled Conception by the request of Rottweiler's lawyers. This quickly led to Marriage Ceremony, 1963, and 9 months later, Little Billy, and the mysterious and raggedly breathing Untitled. The next 3 years resulted in an unproductive era until Silverstein returned in 1966 with A Trip to Disney World, a photography exhibition consisting of 263 pieces. This monumental exhibit in the living room gallery of Silverstein's house earned him his most favorable reviews yet. The New York Times, April 22nd.
Beautiful in its ordinariness, vague in its voluptuousness, Silverstein's photo series surely stands out as one of the landmarks of the modern era. This deliberate amateurishness of most of the photographs suggests an ambiguousness shrouding its subjects. The highlight of the piece is the series entitled It's a Small World, wherein the near-complete darkness of the subjects suggests loss and dread, and the alienation of the small world in general.
Silverstein then surprised everyone in the summer of 1968 with his first and only foray into the medium of sculpture with Composition for Automobile, Truck, and Two Bodies, a piece that featured not only Silverstein himself, but an unknown collaborator, and was performed at 2 a.m. on the New Jersey Turnpike to an enthusiastic crowd of three. It was one of Silverstein's finest works, a brooding examination of the futility of life. Critics agreed that Silverstein had indeed topped himself this time, but he was to exceed their expectations with Coma, then Death, and finally Funeral, all amazingly performed in the space of a week. Silverstein was indeed a remarkable artist, a man who reflected the changing times by becoming one with them. His ready assimilation into any situation in his performance pieces showed his true devotion to art. Silverstein's work poses questions about the nature of art and the role the artist plays in today's society. In Silverstein's case, however, art is indeed the man. The war was over.